From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. A leading epidemiologist says people nationwide need to stay at home for at least 2 weeks to drastically curb the spread of coronavirus. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is the Executive Associate Dean for Emory University School of Medicine at Grady Health System. He told GPB's Virginia Prescott states also need to ramp up testing to find out where there are clusters of the virus so they can stop it.
And I'm talking about being able as a country to make to start testing 50 to 100,000 people a day, really to find who's infected. We don't have any idea where those infected individuals are.
So far, the state health lab and other commercial labs in Georgia have performed about 5,000 tests, and at least 772 people have tested positive. An inmate at the Fulton County Jail has tested positive for COVID-19. Jail officials started screening inmates last month. Meanwhile, the Georgia Department of Corrections announced Friday night three inmates at Lee State Prison in Leesburg have tested positive. According to a press release, no staff at the prison have exhibited symptoms of the illness, but the GDC has said a staff member at one of the 34 state prisons does have coronavirus. Georgia's Supreme Court is planning to wade into a fight over a seat on its bench. The fight stems from a decision by the Secretary of State to cancel a scheduled election for Justice Keith Blackwell's seat on the state Supreme Court. That's after Blackwell announced his intention to resign in November. Governor Brian Kemp said he planned to fill the seat by appointment. That decision was challenged by two people who'd planned to run against Blackwell. Some of the high court justices have recused themselves in that case. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.